听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 9, School Days, Warming Up. Now you will hear a speaker describe study methods. Answer the following questions with the information you hear. Studying is exciting and fun, but maybe you didn't realize this yet. School Days provides you with new study methods that are sure to improve your performance in the classroom. With these methods, you will read faster and remember more of the information that you read. This, of course, will help you score higher on tests. And once you see these improved marks, you will want to study more and more. Studying will actually become enjoyable. More than simply addressing studying, however, School Days covers everything to do with your university life. What you should study as a major, how you should relate to your professors, what kinds of friends are most important for a quality university experience. These are only a few of the questions that will be covered. Of course, you will be able to share your own thoughts and feelings in School Days. Listening. Understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
1. Grades are in, and you see this? I'm near the top of the class.
I'm glad to see you making the best of your school days. Good work.
Question. Why is the man glad?
2. I remember my school days. I don't think I was half as good as you were.
That's not exactly true. I may work harder, but your grades were as good.
Question. What difference separates the man and woman as students?
3. What's with the tears? You look like you just failed at school.
No, I only failed a test. But Mom's gonna be angry with me this time.
Question. Why is the man upset?
4. Did you ask the professor about improving your marks?
Yeah. And he gave me a list of study methods that'll help me to prepare for tests.
Question. What did the woman's teacher do?
5. You were the last person to finish the test. Why? You have problems with it?
Nah, it was simple. I just wanted to check my answers. I'm sure I did well.
Question. Why did the man take a long time completing the test?
6. I studied all night for this test. I bet I'll score higher than you.
I'll take that bet. There's no way a person can do well after a sleepless night.
Question. Why does the woman believe she will get a higher grade?
7. Professor, I have my test paper. Can I begin it now?
Wait a moment. You look really nervous, and I think you should relax first.
Question. What does the man want?
8. You took that class in study methods, didn't you? How'd you like it?
Okay. I haven't noticed my grades improve yet, but I'm more organized now.
Question. What has changed for the woman?
9. Where is the study lab? I need some help preparing for the test.
Go down the hall, past the cafe, through the library, and into the main offices.
Question: Where is the study lab?
Ten.
I like this new teacher. She's so friendly and helpful. What do you think?
I always do better in classes when I'm comfortable. This should help a lot.
Question: What helps the woman? Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by five questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices. What's all this stuff in your basket? It looks like you're trying to buy up the store.
Yeah? I guess I do have a lot here. School shopping, you know. Everything you see here will help me be a better student.
Several notebooks.
One for each class. I like to keep my notes separate, you know, to be organized. Yeah, and I'll have lots of paper.
Enough to write down every word the teacher says.
Well, maybe not every word, but I'll write down the important things so I can review later for tests.
And a daily planner?
Yeah, that's a good one there, complete with a calendar to help me plan my days. You should get one to help you remember when your classes are.
Thanks, but I don't have any problem with that. Still, a planner might be useful for me in setting aside time for assignments. Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What is the woman doing? 2. What will help the woman be a better student? 3. What will the woman put in her notebooks? 4. What will be in the woman's planner? 5. According to him, why might a daily planner be useful for the man? Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by five questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices.
You might think that studying in school is something you should be doing on your own without assistance from others. In a way, you're right. You are responsible for your own success and failure in school. This is why you must, by yourself, plan your time well and do your best to pass your exams. Still, there are people who can help you with your studies. For example, your professor can be of great help. She is not only at the school to supply you information in lectures, but to help in other ways too. No doubt she even has office hours for students who have questions about the material given in class. By talking to her about your questions, you can improve your knowledge of whatever subject you are studying. This information, in turn, will help you earn higher grades in your class.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What does the speaker think about students working alone? 2. What is a student responsible for? 3. What must a student try his best to do? 4. When can you ask your professor questions according to the professor? 5. Why is asking questions useful?
Understanding a movie speech. Task 1. Now listen to a speech from the movie The Princess Diaries and fill in the blanks according to what you hear.
I'm really no good at speech making. Normally, I get so nervous that I faint or run away, or sometimes I even get sick. But you really didn't need to know that. But I'm not so afraid anymore. No, my father helped me. Earlier this evening, I had every intention of giving up my claim to the throne. And my mother helped me by telling me that it was okay and by supporting me like she has for my entire life. But then I wondered how I'd feel after abdicating my role as Princess of Genovia. Would I feel relieved? Or would I feel sad? And then I realized how many stupid times a day I use the word I. In fact, probably all I ever do is think about myself. And how lame is that when there's like 7 billion other people out there on the planet? And when... Sorry, I'm going too fast. But then I thought, if I cared about the other 7 billion out there instead of just me, that's probably a much better use of my time. See, if I were Princess of Genovia, then my thoughts and the thoughts of people smarter than me would be much better heard, and just maybe those thoughts could be turned into actions. So this morning when I woke up, I was Mia Thermopolis. But now, I choose to be forevermore Amelia Mionette Thermopolis Rinaldi, Princess of Genovia.
Model dialogues.
Making decisions.
1.
Hi, what are we going to do this weekend?
I had planned to have a barbecue, but it's going to rain this weekend.
Then how about a fancy dress party?
Great, that's settled then.
2.
What have you decided? I assume you've decided against going to Canada.
I've given the matter a lot of thought, but I'm still unsure about whether to go or not.
Time is short. We have to make a quick decision.
Well, in this case, I think I'd rather not go to Canada.
3.
Have you talked with Mr. Goodman about the possibility of having a pay raise?
Yes, I did. But he completely dodged the issue.
What are you going to do then?
I've decided to quit this job and find a new one.
Talking about duties and responsibilities.
1.
Mom, I've been invited to Linda's birthday party this coming Saturday.
Good, but you must be home before 10 o'clock.
Sure.
2.
Mrs. Sure, could you possibly explain your requirements for the term paper?
Yes. You're expected to write a paper on any social problem you're interested in.
And how about the length of the paper?
It should be double-spaced on A4 paper and no less than 10 pages.
3.
Air China, can I help you?
I'm calling to inquire about the luggage limit for international flights.
Carry-on luggage shouldn't exceed 20 pounds, and checked baggage shouldn't exceed 70 pounds.
I see. Thanks a lot.
Listening and speaking. Story retelling. Task 1.
Now you will hear a story. Fill in the blanks while listening. A man was showing off his new computer at a computer show, and a young man came up to see how it worked. "Ask any question you like," the computer man said. "It knows everything." The young man sat down and typed, "What is my name?" The computer answered, "You are Jeremy Jacob Jones." "Well," Jeremy said, "that is pretty good. It must be some kind of trick." "Try something else," the computer man said. "What is my major at school?" "English language." "That's right, but it's still no big deal." Then he typed, "What is my mother's name?"
"Mary Elaine Jones."
"Okay," Jeremy said. Then he typed, "Where is my father?"
"San Diego, California," the computer answered.
"Ha," he typed, "my father is at a sales meeting in Chicago."
"No, your mother's husband is at a sales meeting in Chicago. Your father is on the battleship USS Tennessee, stationed at San Diego, California."
Homework: Language Sense Enhancement. Task 1. Try the following tongue twister. A big black bug bit a big black bear, so the big black bear bleed blood. A big black bug bit a big black bear. Where's a big black bear the big black bug bit? 2. Task 2. Recite the following sayings.
Remember that time is money. Do you love life? Then do not squander time, for that's the stuff life is made of. Benjamin Franklin.
Supplementary listening. Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
"That's all for this week. Thank you. I'll see you here for another lecture next Tuesday. Don't forget that next Monday is a holiday and you'll have no class. You're free to go. Everyone but you, Ms. Swanson. Could I have a minute of your time before you take off?"
"Sure. Is there a problem?"
"I've finished grading the tests. I wanted to talk to you before returning them to the class."
"Oh, don't tell me that I failed another exam. I tried so hard."
"You didn't fail. In fact, you got the highest grade in the class. I'm concerned about how you accomplished this."
"Well, I didn't copy from another student, if that's what you think. I've actually changed my study habits, planning my study time better so that I don't wait until the last day to study. It's made a world of difference in how well I learn the material." Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What will happen on Monday? Two. What did the professor want to do before returning the tests? Three. What problem does the professor have? Four. What did the woman do? Five. What has made a world of difference for the woman?
Task 2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose a best answer from the 4 possible choices. Students at Jefferson University have improved their grades 17% over the past year. People from all over the country have come to Jefferson to figure out how this was done. The answer was surprising to them, and it might be surprising to you as well. 1 year ago,
University leaders were considering methods for improving school performance. One professor suggested that the food a student ate was connected to how well he did in class. A student who eats healthy food seems to do better than one who eats fast food. This sounded reasonable to school officials, but they weren't sure how to get students to eat better. An advertising campaign could convince some of them, but maybe not enough. No one could be forced to eat better. In the end, the school forced fast food restaurants to move far away from the university. As a result, students ate less fast food. And as expected, their grades rose.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What attracted people to Jefferson University? 2. What were university leaders thinking about 1 year ago? 3. Who said that eating better would lead to greater performance? 4. What would be the result of using advertising? 5. How did the university improve eating habits?
Task 3. Now listen to a VOA special English report and fill in the blanks while listening.
A college education can be very costly in the United States, especially at a private school. Rising costs have led more and more families to borrow money to help pay for college. There are different federal loans and private loans for students and parents. Interest rates on some of these loans will go up on July 1st. As borrowing has increased, there are growing concerns that many students graduate with too much debt. In 1993, less than one half of graduates from four-year colleges had student loans. Now, two-thirds of them do. Their average loan debt when they graduate is $19,000. At public universities, the average is $17,000. The Project on Student Debt is an action group that collects these numbers from reports. It notes that averages do not present the full picture. For example, in 2004, one-fourth of students with loans graduated more than $25,000 in debt. And that did not include borrowing by their parents. The Project on Student Debt says parents, as well as students, are borrowing more to pay for college. Students can expect to take about 10 years to pay back their loans. Repayment does not begin until after they are out of school. Higher borrowing limits have also helped push up student debts. Students from all economic levels are borrowing more. Corrected for inflation, student loans have increased around 60% in 10 years. Researchers say one effect is that the higher the debts, the more likely graduates are to look only for high-paying jobs. That means there is less chance they will take jobs in areas like teaching or other public service. A study done in 2002 for a major student lender found that debts can also affect lives in other ways. Some students paying back their college loans said they delayed buying their first house. some delayed marriage or having children. In May, groups representing students, parents, and college officials asked the government to change some of its loan repayment rules. The requested changes would recognize graduates who have difficulty repaying their loans because they do not earn very much. They would be able to pay less right after they graduate, then pay more as their earnings increase.